Thank you. Well, everybody, it was really great to hear those manifestations. And I think as you listen to the teaching tonight and some of the scriptures we're going to be reading, you'll be amazed at some of the things that were in the manifestations that we're going to read from the Word. Just statements, just specific words from some of these verses that were in the manifestations about how God takes care of us and loves us. And the name of this teaching is called Always Faithful. And you know, I had some conversations the past couple of days with some people that are pretty concerned about what's going on in the world, especially in our country, and the elections coming up and this and that. And now, you know, this is happening. The riots are still going on. I mean, it's like a very confusing situation to people who don't have a relationship with God. And, you know, I was able to minister and to some degree and able to help put thoughts in their minds that perhaps will lead them to the scriptures and allow God to really comfort their hearts. But for myself, I was so, so grateful and thankful to know the Word of God like I do, to have the privilege to have the kind of relationship that we can have with our Heavenly Father, because we seek it. We go to Him. We go to His Word. And it's something that is readily available to anybody in the world. And it just made me very humble and thankful to God for how He's worked in my life. And it also brought to my attention and memory pretty strongly that God is faithful. That's why I named this teaching Always Faithful. Because God isn't just faithful, God is always faithful. God is always there for us. God is always willing and able to be and do the things for us that He has promised us in His Word. He is a faithful God. And we're going to look at some of the scriptures tonight that testify that He is a faithful God. And they're I find them very uplifting and very powerful, especially with things going on right now. And it just comforts me and helps me to see this is a spiritual battle we're in. It's not really about politics. It's about who stands for the things of God in our country, who will continue to fight for the things of God. And we as Christians need to have a voice, and we need to speak up and do what needs to be done to help people understand that that's what's really going on. But anyway, God is so faithful and He's so honest. Let's look at Numbers chapter 23. So if you turn there or get your phone on or whatever, give you a couple seconds here. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. This is God's word about Him, about Himself. That's what many of these verses are about tonight. And it just, I think that's why they're so powerful. It says, God is not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. Has He said, and will He not do? Or has He spoken, and will He not make it good? This is a New King James Version tonight that I use, so all the scriptures are from there. But God is not a man that He should lie. God is faithful. When He says He's going to do something, He does it. When He speaks it, it happens. His words are powerful. Just think of the creation in Genesis. Let there be light. God spoke light into being. I mean, His words hold power. He is a powerful God. He is a faithful God. He is a trustworthy God. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7. You know, God does not ever lie to us. He never tries to trick us. He never has ulterior motives. He tells us like it is, and we can trust Him, and we can go to Him in every situation, even when we've blown it, you know. Deuteronomy 7:9, therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercies for 1,000 generations but those who love him and keep his commandments. You know why the scripture here has to do with Jacob and some of his relatives, and they weren't faithful. Jacob's people did not keep the covenant with God, but God was faithful to do what he said he was going to do. Even after generation to generation to generation, God keeps his commandments to us. Look at Psalms 91. Here's another one that, in that song tonight that Barney played, you'll hear probably an inspiration why Scott wrote that song in Psalms 91, verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth, and many other translations translate that word truth as faithfulness, shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Man, what a great verse for us right now to really dwell upon, to meditate upon, to take into our hearts, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness. Nothing, no destruction is going to touch us as we continue to look to God and walk with him. You know, sometimes we can run hot and cold. Sometimes we get hurt by someone, our attitude, you know, changes towards that person. But it's not like that with God. God doesn't do that. Even when we are not faithful, God still continues to treat us exactly the same way. He sees Christ in us, no matter what we do or don't do. And he treats us and deals with us accordingly. In Lamentations chapter 3, here's another really good one to remember, because these verses are from the Old Testament, but they're about God, that God delivers. God does not change. What he promises, he fulfills. And Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says, though the Lord's mercies are not consumed, because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is God's faithfulness, because he doesn't change. He does not let what we do, and many times we respond differently, but we should really grab our minds and try to really be the people God has called us to be, and be able to forgive and be able to control our attitudes, even when we've been hurt, you know. But, man, isn't it comforting to know that no matter what you do or don't do, nothing separates us from God. Nothing can stop him from loving us the way he loves us. Another one in the Old Testament I thought was just really cool to see is Malachi 3:6. And this is the part about Jacob's son. I kind of got ahead of myself and was thinking about it. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. And this is the verse I was kind of talking about earlier. The fact that Jacob's generation, his children and the people, they didn't follow the covenant that Jacob made with God. They built idols and they worshiped idols and they married people they weren't supposed to marry. But God did not consume them, because he promised Jacob to take care of his people. Even when God's people weren't faithful, that's what he did. You know, in Ephesians chapter 5, I'm reminded that God asked us to be imitators of him. This is Ephesians chapter 5. Be imitators of me and walk in love as dear children. That is what he asks us to do. God does not ask us to do something if he's not given us the power and ability to do that. We can love like he does. We can be faithful men and women no matter what the circumstances are that are going on around us, and we can walk in love towards one another. Yes, even someone who's let us down. Why? Because God is faithful. He is faithful, and he has given us the power and the ability to walk like that, and he asked us to do that. Man, I tell you what, it's pretty amazing, God's faithfulness, because if he wasn't faithful to do what he said, we could not do what we do. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Again, here's the statement. God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God called us into the fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. Our God does not make mistakes. He is faithful, and he called us into this fellowship of Jesus Christ. And because we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord, we have that fellowship, and nothing we do or don't do will ever take that fellowship away from us. That seed is permanent. Now, can we walk outside of that and not be real blessed? Sure we can, but I don't know why we would be that stupid. Because this is so, God has just made it so clear and so available. Look at 1 John chapter 1. Here's something else God did for us, because he's faithful. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, wow, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, when we blow it, when we get out of fellowship, when we know we haven't listened to God, and we want to get back into that relationship with God, that fellowship with God that's so sweet and so powerful. It says simple. God forgives us. He is faithful to forgive us. We don't have to be afraid when we walk before God and we've blown it. Number one, he already knows we've blown it. Number one, actually already knew we were going to blow it. Number two, he already knew we blew it. And yet he's right there, willing and able to be the faithful God that he has promised he will be. And he forgives us of our sins, our mistakes, and that righteousness is ours. It is there. That is the God we serve, you guys. And even more intimate than that, that is our Father. That is the kind of Father we have. He loves us beyond measure. We are such a blessed group of people to know this stuff. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Right now, we see a lot of evil going on around us, but God promises to guard us from that. We don't have to get sucked into that. We don't have to become a part of that hate that is just rampant right now. We don't have to participate emotionally in any of that. God guards us from the evil one. And as we stand fast and we confess God's word and we continue to pray for this country and the leadership of this country, you know what? God will turn this tide. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. God promised to send his Son back. Man, manifestation tonight, he talked about that. That is a promise. We can know without a doubt, no wavering in our mind, that he promised us he was sending back Christ. Our hope is real, and he does not waver. He promised, and he is faithful, and it's going to happen whether nobody believes it or not. But I know there's a lot of us on this line that really do believe it. You know that sometimes things aren't so great. We need to push ourselves to remember that our God always, and I want the emphasis on this word always, to grab your heart. Our God always loves us, always forgives us. He is always with us, always hears our prayers, always wants us to be victorious in every situation or circumstance we deal with. Nothing separates us from His love and care. We need not to allow the things going on in this world to distract us from the truth of God's Word. Let's be obedient to our faithful Father as He directs our path. And remember this. He never, never, ever, ever leaves us alone.
Like so many lost souls, you went down that lonely road, were blinded by the Father of the light, and always searching for that peaceful shore. So much darkness, it was hard to see the light. You were never alone. Before the world was made, you were my own. In heaven's host, I'll celebrate every broken heart that finally makes its way. No matter where you would go, never alone. It might have taken a little time. Tried to do it on your own. Found a further from home. It felt so far away. But I was right there by your side. Saw every tear that you cried. Only ever wanted for you to hear me say that you were never alone. Before the world was made, you were my own. Heaven's host, I'll celebrate every broken heart that finally makes its way. No matter where was the way in your eyes. It always seems so right. When it all came falling down, there's no one to be found. I never left your side, and you were never alone. Before the world was made, you were my own. In heaven's halls, I'll celebrate every broken heart that finally makes its way. No matter where
Father, we're so thankful that we have such a loving God, and that at this time in our country, when there's so many people that think they are alone, Father, that they're not, and that we know your truth and feel your love and walk and talk with you, Father, can just reach out to people and share the word and help quiet some of the fears that the adversary is trying to dredge up in the people in our country. Because you are a faithful God to us, and you love us, and there is absolutely nothing that can separate us from you. And people need to hear that. So thank you, Father, for blessing us and for continuing to work within us to will and to do of your good pleasure, and to walk with great confidence and assurance, Father, like you said in the manifestations tonight, because you are there with us always in every situation and circumstance. We love you, God, and we're so, so thankful to call you our Father, and thankful for what you worked in our brother Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished for us. And we just love you, God, and we're so thankful. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.